child welcome.
Yeah.
All your cares you left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be of Jesus, and my heart will be of gold, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry anymore. Glad to know one day I won't have to worry anymore.
Right.
I mean, I won't have to worry about which loved one's going to die next, who's going to get cancer next. All these things we hear down here on this earth, amen. It's just got to be that way because of the way the world is, and we see that sin is running rampant in the world today, and it's enough to get just about anybody discouraged, Brother Randy. But the more I hear about these things, the more I think to myself, one of these days that's going to be over with. Yep. Won't have to worry about it anymore. Won't have to worry about seeing our loved ones suffer. Won't have to worry about suffering herself. Amen. Because the Lord's going to come and He's going to make everything new. All things are going to become new.
Amen.
All things are going to be passed away. Won't have to worry and deal with that stuff anymore. The Lord will be on His throne. And we won't have to worry about dealing with sin or sickness or any death. It will be gone. It'll be far from our minds. It'll be so far gone that we won't remember it ever happened. Thank the good Lord for that. Wipe all the tears from our eyes. Amen. He'll make all things new. And we'll be able to live forever with Him one day after a while.
Amen.
Glad to know that I have a Savior, amen, that is so powerful, He is able to wipe all that stuff away. He's able to wipe all the stuff we see in the world today away. I won't have to worry about packing a pistol every time you go outside the house. I won't have to worry about locking your doors. I won't have to worry if somebody's going to jack your car when you get out there and pull up at a stop sign. And thank God, amen, none of that's going to be over in heaven. Thank the Lord for that. I don't know about you, but I get tired of this old world. I get tired of living in a place, amen, that don't respect God, don't love His ways, don't love His Word.
Amen.
This world, if they would just wise up to the things of the Lord and the Bible, hey, this world would be a much better place, amen. But today, we live in a society where people want to do things as they want to do it. Hey, just like it was back in the book of Judges, there's no king, there's no ruler. Amen, because, amen, they wanted to heap up themselves, rulers for themselves. Teachers having itching ears. Amen, because of that, every man does that which is right in his own eyes and doesn't have any regard for anybody else. Don't have any regard for the future generations. Don't have any regard for God. Amen.
Amen. That's true.
God's going to put a stop to that one day after a while, Brother Randy.
Yes, He is.
I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. I'm not looking forward to what will have to happen for that to take place. Amen. We know about, we read about the Antichrist coming. We read about all these wars and rumors of wars. We see things going on today in today's society that the prophecies starting to be fulfilled more and more every day. Amen. But the Bible says when these things happen, lift up your head. Look up for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. We don't need to be looking at the world and worried about who's going to attack who, worry about who's going to do all this other stuff. Amen. We need to be focused on Jesus. Amen. Looking for Him. Amen. When He left His place, He said, I'm going to come back the same way I left it. Amen. Need to be looking towards the cloud, not to what's happening on this world. Amen. You got all that for free.
Amen.
Let's get into the message this evening.
Bless you,
Lord. Turn with me, if you will, to James chapter 4. Just got this message right as we went down to pray. Got this verse of Scripture. Didn't know where I was going to go with this. I had some other stuff, but this came to mind. I said, all right, Lord, we'll start with that and we'll see what happens there. Amen. James chapter 4, everybody's probably familiar with this. The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 7, submit. Let's go to verse 6. I think that's just as important. It says, but He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen. The Bible says there in verse verse 8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you.
Yeah.
Now, I found that to be true in my own life. The closer I draw to the Lord, the more I want to know about Him, the more I want to experience Him, and the more He's available for me to do so. Amen. He's not busy anyway. If I don't spend time with Him, He's not busy.
Yeah.
But amen, if I spend time with Him and if I take time out of my day to be with the Lord and search out His Word and search out His direction for my life, I found that He is able to be found when I need Him.
Amen.
Amen. Just like Jerry said a while ago, I don't want to use the Lord as a spare tire on my life. And then when that tire goes flat, to begin to call on the Lord, He might not be there.
That's right.
That tire might have to be aired up the hard way. Amen. But it says here, draw nigh to the Lord, draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to you. Now, I've been looking at my Bible, and every now and then I've got some post-it notes of ideas that I write down, some thoughts that the Lord puts in my mind, and don't know if the Lord ever preached them or if they're just for me or what. But amen, this post-it note I wrote down, amen, it says, let me read it to you. It says, here's a thought, how do you stay motivated in Christ? How do you stay motivated in Christ?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I do guitar lessons and things like that, and I do them online on the internet. And there's somebody that messaged me on Facebook the other day, and when I was doing a video, he messaged me in the video, and he said, you know, Eric, he said, I just can't get motivated to play guitar anymore. I just don't feel motivated. How do I stay motivated? Hey, man, and that excited me. You know why? Because I go through the same thing.
Yeah.
How do I stay motivated to practice the gift that God put in with me? How do I stay motivated? Sometimes it seems like a dull drudgery sitting down and practicing the different things on the guitar, on the instrument. Amen. But you've got to do some things like that in order to get past those blocks and those barriers. You've got to force yourself to do things sometimes that you don't want to do.
Amen.
Amen. Such as is with life. But amen, how do you stay motivated in Christ? Amen, sometimes you just don't feel like going to church, Brother Jerry. Sometimes you're sick, sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you want your wife to drive so you don't have to. Amen, old me, that's been me today. We fight, not really fight, but we argue on who's going to drive. Yesterday was my day, so it's her day today. Amen, we get tired, we get demotivated because of all the things going on in this world. It's so easy, like Elijah, we talked about in Sunday school today. Boy, you talk about somebody that was not motivated. He got in the cave, he hid himself, he said, Lord, oh, they've killed all your prophets, I'm the only one left. I ain't got a reason in the world to go try again. How do you stay motivated in Christ? Hey man, I tell you what, I can't think of a better verse. It says, draw nigh to God. Hey man, He'll draw nigh to you. Amen. How many times do we find ourselves watching the TV and seeing all the things on the news of, amen, people killing people shooting people, blowing people up? Hey man, if it's not that, it's a flood or some kind of natural disaster. If it ain't that, it's something else. Global warming, the ice caps are melting. Oh, woe is me, this world's just falling apart. Hey, how are you going to stay motivated if whatever you put in your head and the eye gate and all this stuff, that's what's going to come out. There's an old saying, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't have the pure water of the Word to wash you, and wash your mind of all the filth in this world, you're not going to be motivated very long.
That's right, brother.
You think of an old a car or something like that, and it gets all the oils and it gets all the exhaust fumes and everything, and that car gets choked with all those fumes, and it can't run very well. You got to clean it out, clean them carburetors out, put the fuel injectors in there so that it can breathe a little bit and be able to run. Hey, man, with all the stuff going on in the world today, that's all we can fill our minds with. We get our phones out and we play on Facebook, and we can't play on Facebook or anything else without something else coming up and saying, oh, did you see what happened over here? TV, you can't watch TV without some kind of ad for the next political figure to be in office or whatever.
Right.
We have lost touch so much with God and our Creator. Amen. And we have been worshiping the creation, the things that man has made, TV and social media and internet and all this stuff. They want everybody in the world, listen, Randy, they want everybody in the world to be connected.
Yep. Sure they do.
What about our connection with God?
Amen.
What about our connection with God?
Yep.
Amen. Thank God I don't need an internet line. I don't need Charter to come out to my house and install me a hotline to heaven, amen. All I got to do is get on my knees, and I got a direct line of communication with the Father, amen. Oh, it's so easy to get everything else in our mind, and we feed off that, and it just comes in, garbage in, garbage in, and then our life. It's easy to wonder why our lives just seem so demotivating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Draw nigh to God. God is the source of our joy. Mm-hmm. He's the source of our love. He's the source of our happiness. He's the source of our peace. He gives you a peace that passes all understanding. Jesus said before he left here, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives."
Yeah, that's right.
In the world you have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I give you peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah.
It's there for us for the taking.
Yeah.
If we'll just get it. We'll get a hold of it. Amen. But we look over here, there's a verse or two scripture that I was thinking about. The Bible says, we just read there, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And hey man, like I said, the guy asked me that. I just can't stay motivated to play, and I began to tell him some advice and things like that, and that just stuck with me. You know, Christians, how do they stay motivated to serve the Lord? Mm-hmm. How do they stay motivated to come to church? How do they stay motivated? Well, you know, one thing we do that's a lot is a lot of our fault and a lot of our problem, amen, is we start looking around at other things. I just mentioned about the social media and the ads on TV and everything like that. But it's easy, and I always have to come back to this, but amen, Peter, when he was out there on the water on top of it, he began to look at everything else.
Yeah.
Amen, the storm that was raging, he began to look at that, began to fear, began to worry, and began to all of a sudden see.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He was looking to the wrong thing. The Lord was right there in front of him, but everything else seemed to be more important at the time. Everything seemed to be more just in your face.
Yeah.
You see, the Lord speaks as a still small voice. He was,
amen.
When it came time for him to speak to Elijah in the cave, he wasn't in the wind, he wasn't in the earthquake, he wasn't in the fire. Everything else had quieted down before you could hear the Lord. Mm-hmm. He was a still small voice.
Yeah.
Amen. God is not going to try to break down the doors of heaven to get your attention. God sent his Son, and that was attention enough for the world to pay attention. Amen. He'll not always strive with man. It's important to us to be ready to be listening because he might just pass you on by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bible said as Jesus went, he would have passed them by, but then they called out to him, "Lord, save us," on that stormy water in the middle of the Jordan. But we get to look at other things, and other things just seem to take the place of our faith in God. We have fear in other things.
Amen.
Amen. And our eyes behold all these things, and we're looking at the wrong source. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. What if we got our eyes back on Jesus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm guilty of this a lot of times. So one of the problems that we run into that we have to struggle with is we get our eyes on the church.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Or we get our eyes on the pastor.
Yeah.
Or we get our eyes on some member that just gets on our nerves or whatever.
Yeah.
And we look at that. Mm-hmm. And we say, well, I just can't come to church because I can't enjoy myself because so-and-so.
Amen.
Or there ain't a big crowd here. I just can't come to church because it ain't full. We look on all that.
Yeah.
And our eyes begin to doubt God.
Yeah.
We won't admit that we're doubting God, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
God, the numbers aren't growing. You must not be a great big God.
Yeah.
God, my loved ones aren't getting saved. I don't feel like I'm living in happiness and prosperity and all this stuff. And we get our eyes looking on all this other stuff. And God says, that's not what you're going to need to be looking at.
Yeah.
You need to be looking at Jesus. He's the author and the finisher. He's the beginning.
Yeah.
He's the end. He's Alpha and he's Omega.
Amen.
If there's anything going to be done about anything, it's Jesus that's going to get it done.
Amen.
You want to stay motivated to come to church? Put your eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
Get your eyes on Jesus. Amen. He was tired. He walked 30-something miles in a day to go pass through Samaria to get to Jerusalem, I believe it was. Hey, man, no telling how many times, how many miles he walked to get to synagogue after synagogue after synagogue to preach the word and to attend synagogue and attend churches, church, what you might call church service today. Back in those days, he traveled all over the place.
That's right.
And he said he couldn't find a pillow to lay his head.
Yeah.
But you know what? He didn't complain. He didn't gripe. He didn't moan. He didn't murmur. Amen. He said, God, I want to fulfill your will. I want to be about the Father's business.
Yeah.
Amen. And we need to be able to look on Jesus and use him as our example. Amen.
Amen.
How am I going to stay motivated? Well, we need to look into Jesus. the author and finisher of our faith. What was so special about him? It says here in Hebrews 12:2, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Yeah.
What that means is he endured all this hardship because there was something worth waiting on the other side of it. Something worth waiting for. And it was the joy. What joy did he receive? He received the joy of getting to be back at his Father's side. Most of all, he received the joy that people could come and know and have a direct relationship with him, just as it used to be in the Garden of Eden. And it was willing, it was worth it to go through all that for that reward on the other side. Amen. We have a reward, Brother Jerry. We have an inheritance that one day after a while we'll get to partake of, but we can't lose sight of it. Jesus, amen, was the example. What did he do? He went to the cross, but for the joy ahead of it, he didn't count it as nothing. Paul said, I count my life as dung that I may win Christ. Christ counted his life as dung so he could win us. Man, oh man. You mean he wanted to win a sorry dog like me? He wanted to have a relationship with me? Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Amen.
He thought enough of you, and he thought enough of me, and this whole wide world. The world that spit on him, the world that cursed him, the world that mocked him, the world that plucked his beard. He went all the way because he loved him.
Amen.
That's what we need to get our eyes on. Who cares if so-and-so in the church don't like you? Jesus loves you. Who cares if the house ain't full? God's here. I know he's here. I felt him here all day. I mean, I come in here this morning, I was excited and cutting up, having a good time with the brethren. And I tell you what, I've just enjoyed church services lately. Why? Because I've been drawn out of God. That's what it takes. Man, we got to get our eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
The windows of heaven start opening. He'll give you things you didn't imagine. You just get your eyes on him. He knows how to do it. Hey, man, another place I thought of. Jerry hit on it this morning. I already had a bookmark here, so I got there first. Bible said he's talking to Peter. He told him, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. The part I want to focus on was he said, what's that to thee? He began to look at John, who was laying on his bosom. John was laying on Jesus' bosom. He said, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And that's over in John chapter 21, about the last few verses there. Peter began to ask, Lord, what should this man do? Peter was looking at man. Jesus looked at him. He said, what's that to thee? If he tarry till I come, what's that to thee? Follow thou me. And then all of a sudden, you know how the disciples, they jump to the conclusion. Old John's going to be here forever. He's going to be here till the Lord comes back. That's not what he's saying. He said, if that's the way I want it to happen, that's the way it's going to happen. You should be following me. I can do all things. We need to follow God. We need to follow Christ. Amen. He's the reason we have a building. We have a church. Amen. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles and upon Christ being the chief cornerstone. Without the chief cornerstone, you can't have the foundation.
That's right.
It's all about Christ. How you stay motivated in Christ? You spend time with God. Amen. I'll tell you what, it ain't going to happen on its own. We got to have an initiative, and we got to, I told my, let's just stop for just a second. Last week, I teach a class on how to write novels, how to write fiction, how to write stories. And my class has been having issues because they just can't get to the end. They sit there and they write something, and then the whole week they spend deleting that and trying to rewrite it, deleting, trying to rewrite it. And I say, you're never going to get to the end of this. You got to schedule you some time to write. A lot of times they have homework, they have schoolwork. I said, it ain't going to happen on its own. You need to set yourself a time budget. Need to set yourself, what does it look like? Well, we get home at so-and-so time, and then we got schoolwork, and then we got this, and we got that. I said, okay, that leaves you 2 hours. Surely in 2 hours you can spend 30 minutes working on your book. Surely in 2 hours you got a little time window there. But it's so easy to turn on the TV or chat with our friends on the phone. This world has got lures everywhere. And it'll hook you and draw you in. Before you know it, you're out of the water flopping all over the place. We have to be disciplined. You know what the word disciple is derived from? Discipline. There's some discipline involved in following God. We have to set aside that time, and we have to crucify the flesh and say, Lord, I know I don't want to go to church. I know I'm tired.
Yeah.
I know I've worked all week. I know I've done this. I know I've done that. But if we look at Jesus, look what all He done.
Mm-hmm.
If we get our eyes focused on Him, and if we start drawing nigh to Him, He begins to open doors that we couldn't even open. He begins to close doors that nobody else can close.
Amen.
He begins to lead us in a different pathway that we would have never seen ourselves.
Yeah.
But it only happens if we get our eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
We get our eyes on His Word. And if we don't understand it, we'll say, God, I don't understand this. Show me something. Sometimes the best thing you can do is that right there.
Amen.
Go away for a while. Ponder on it. Let it chew. Chew on it a little while. It's just like, I tell people a lot of times, it's just like when you forget where your car keys are, and next thing you know, you ain't even thinking about it, and you remember it just like that. So you're reading, you study. If you try to force it, it's not going to help you.
No.
You're trying too hard. Mm-hmm. Put it down. Meditate on
Amen.
It. Be thinking about it. Next thing you know, the day is gone. You thought about God all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. We talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
We make it hard on ourselves. We think about things that God has shown us, and man, I tell you what, the day is gone. Next thing you know, it's another day, and maybe after you've slept on it, you've got the solution.
Amen.
That's the way God works.
Mm-hmm.
He don't force things. He works very deliberately in certain ways, and He has plans, and all we do have to do is trust Him with those plans.
Amen.
Okay? How do we stay motivated in Christ? We've got to get our eyes back on Him. We've got to make time to do that. We've got to say that, God, You're precious to us. And we've got to put Him first.
Amen.
If you're having a hard time at work, if you start having a hard, bad day, take that time, go backwards a little bit, and see if there's something you can do to spend time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's read a devotional, read a scripture, read a chapter in a spiritual book that's Bible-backed, Bible-based. Do something constructive in your life to help you change your focus back to God. That's the key. You want to stay motivated in God? Put more time into Him. Put more effort into Him. Go visit somebody that's on your heart. Make a card for somebody. Call somebody up on the phone. A lot of times we have to get out of ourselves too and help other people. And then God begins to work with us and say, okay, you did this for somebody else. Here's what I'm going to do for you. And I tell you what, God is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He will just completely blow your mind.
Amen.
If you just be obedient and willing to Him.
Yep.
Draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh unto you.
Yep.
Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and follow Him. Don't worry about what the other disciples are doing.
Yep.
Put your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
That's the way you're going to motivate yourself to follow Christ. Not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday evening, but through the week. Wouldn't it be amazing? You think of what a miracle it would be if we could take our week and at any point in time be able to access God like that.
Yeah.
And overcome things in our life.
Yeah.
It's not a hard thing to do. It just requires a little bit of effort.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Jesus talked about a little measure of faith.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. But that flesh just rises up and it says, oh, you just don't feel like doing this. This little mole has become a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Molehill has become a mountain.
Yeah.
It's so easy, hard to climb that mountain. But you got to get through it because it's just a mirage. It's just an illusion. It's not as big as what you think it is. You got to hack your way through it. And next thing you know, a lot of times I find myself, I dread something so much.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I get into it, it's like, what was all the fuss about?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking about practicing guitar. You've got to make time for it. But I don't want to sit there and just noodle around and practice. And next thing I know, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm learning things. I'm creating new things. I'm being inspired to create new things.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. Not just guitar. I'm just using my own personal example. But I find more often than not, if I just take the first step. Last night, I was cleaning my studio up, trying to get a better studio. And I got thinking, you know, I'm tired coming in here and feeling so cramped because my studio is a mess right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to do something about that. And I didn't have to feel like I had to clean all of it in one day. I just said, I'm going to take this piece, I'm going to put it over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get this piece, I'm going to put it over here. And the next thing you know, 2 hours go by, and I feel like I'm on the moon. I stayed up till 3 o'clock last night because I couldn't go to sleep. I got so excited. Everything's looking nice. If they start to get clean, there's no more clutter. And let me tell you, it's just like I cleaned out the junk in my soul. Just because I did something. And we just got to suck it up and realize sometimes you just got to do something about it. Amen? Now, I hope I ain't been too hard on you tonight. But I just want to be real with you. I want you to make some breakthroughs in your life.
Yeah.
I want Christians to start having victory. Amen.
Amen.
Tired of singing about it and not living it.
Amen.
Amen. We are children of God today, children of the King.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no reason we can't have victorious lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you today, do you need a victorious life? Do you need to move up in some areas? Let's all stand. You think about it.
Right.
Ponder on that. God is here. He's here to help. We talked about the altar this morning. This altar is just a bench, just a piece of wood.
Yep.
But it represents something more.
Amen.
Amen. It represents the sin that we have in our lives. It represents the care that we have in our lives.
Amen.
And it is a place that we can be reminded that God is willing to meet us there and loves us enough that He gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen.
And a lot of times we don't utilize that. The Bible said in Romans over there, I think it's chapter 8, how shall He not with Christ give us freely all things? All we got to do is ask. You have not because you ask not. Are you willing to ask tonight for help from above? Because God is really more than waiting, more than willing to give it to you. Search your heart tonight.